Leave it on.
Okay, gentlemen, let's go ahead and get started. Thanks again. We've had great. Thanks, Sam. That was awesome. Thanks for starting off our morning like that. I mean, again, I told you last night in terms of my testimony, I love hearing how God changes people's lives, right? I mean, that's what I'm addicted to today. I'm not addicted to all the stuff. I mean, I am addicted to coffee for sure still. But apart from that, I'm addicted to change lives because of Jesus Christ. And that is such a blessing. And I just love hearing that. And last night we were talking about it, and some of the guys around the table were talking about how they came to know Jesus Christ, and just to hear everybody's testimony and what God's doing in their life. That was so encouraging. And that's what I love about these retreats, that we can come together and talk about fellowship and talk about what's God doing in your life, you know? And that's what we're talking about today. So last night I ended with the vision, right? And God's vision for your life. Or do you have a vision of God? That's really what I'm talking about, right? Do you have a vision of God? And so what we're going to talk about today, I'm going to try to unpack. And again, I know Bob was concerned about getting all this homework done. He thought he had to get all this done this morning, you know, before the day. And I'm like, no, wait a second. Craig, you did too? Okay, I'm sorry. Apparently I didn't communicate that very well. But anyway, so we are going to unpack this today, but obviously we don't have a lot of time to carry on and get. So I'm going to try to go deep on a couple of subjects today. But the reason why I gave you more stuff is so that way then this kind of starts it, and then you continue on as you leave. When you leave, then you have this to go with you, and you can talk about, you know, this with your biblical Paul, and you can continue on discovering, because this, as you heard from my own life, this has been a journey. It's been a journey to learn really truly what God's purpose is for my life. And I gave you a sample of my 2-page purpose statement that I did back in 2000, and that is in your pack there. And then I also gave you what my current purpose statement is as well, just as an example, right? And that's all it is. Your purpose is for you. God created you for a purpose, just like Sam, you know, in terms of what he was sharing this morning about how God has taken him from where he went to where he is today, and how God is using him in people's lives. So that's just amazing, and I love it. So anyway, we're going to unpack. We're going to talk about God's ultimate purpose today. We're going to talk about vision. I'm going to recap that. We're going to focus on that, because that is the main focus. If you say anything today, I want you to have a vision of God. When you walk away today, I want you to have, number one, a vision of God. And number two, we're going to end this afternoon with writing your purpose statement. Okay? Now, it may not be perfect. It may not be the end all, but it's going to be a start. And I think, you know, I tried to do the same thing, and I told you I had 100 some odd sticky notes, post-it notes, that I was taking all these little bits and pieces that I've been compiling over years and trying to write this down. And it's like, you know what? I just needed somebody to say, you know what? You just need to write down whatever comes to your mind. Get it down on a piece of paper. Start with that, and then build and enhance and, you know, move that along as God continues to reveal to you different little pieces of the puzzle. So anyway, we're going to do that. We're going to also talk about ways, and then I'll land with ways to further determine your purpose, right? And so these are simply just ways. The first one, as Sam said, and I love the synergy here in terms of seek him and you will find him, right? When you seek him with all of your heart. And so that's what we'll be talking about. Okay, so let's start back up at the top, and we talked about vision, and so I've just asked Ben, if you wouldn't mind, read our verse again, Isaiah 6, 1 through 8.
Isaiah's commission. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on the throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Then one of the seraphim flew with me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it, he touched my mouth and said, "See, this has